A joint legislative committee voted along party lines this week to approve the Regional Transportation Authority, or RTA, bill. The next step is debate on the floor of the Senate and Assembly. Racine Republican Robin Voss says the bill's most serious flaw is that it would give an appointed transportation authority the power to levy a local sales tax to fund new bus systems.
It allows for unelected people to make decisions to tax. That is about as basic in democracy as you can possibly find.
Voss also says the bill doesn't address the need for highway repair and expansion that he believes most people want to see their taxes spent on.
If you ask most people around Wisconsin, would they rather put it into empty buses or into fixing the potholes that the buses drive on? They're all about fixing the potholes.
But Beloit Democrat Judy Robson says the taxing authority of the new RTAs will make it possible for communities to get federal dollars for mass transit programs.
I think with the new administration that has a happier orientation towards transportation funding, that you have to have dedicated funding at the state level in order to leverage federal funding as well. So that those were the constraints as well as the opportunity that we were given.
Wisconsin is the only state in the Midwest without a regional public transit system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.